graph, you can see the variations between screening units. In 2008-09, you can see 12 here with no cases without radiotherapy, one unit here with up to 54% without radiotherapy, and then we look at 3 years worth of outliers, 3 years worth of data here, and you can see some really quite high outliers. And looking at where they are, we've got one high outlier in east of England and a couple of high outliers in south central.
Just as I'm the east of England rep, I ought to hold my hand up to this one. And the unit in question was actually unable to give us their adjuvant data for, I think, one of those years. So that's immediately made them a high outlier there. Any other comments? Mike, you?
It's amazing. This whole therapy situation is amazing.
It's David Dodwell from Leeds, one of the few oncologists in the meet. I mean, some of this must be a data, mustn't it? I mean, if it's not, it's just so horrible.
Yeah.
But I think that's again saying it's many years now, and as Matthew said, we know that every unit, every QA reference centre knows that we're going to ask about these, and so getting the data right means that you're not going to be an outlier. If you see an outlier in the data that you send in to the national audit, you should go and find out before we get to this point about whether it's a data collection problem or not.
But 12 units that never gave radiotherapy is very hard to...
Now this is without... They're fine. They're without they did give radiotherapy.
They gave 100%. They gave
all of their units
100%.
Gave radiotherapy. These are the worrying ones.
The ones on the right here, particularly the high volume unit that has a 50% no radiotherapy use, either that's a data collection issue or they should be stopped treating breast cancer.
But really they shouldn't be not collecting those data now.
But it's shocking. I mean, both this and the tamoxifen in the ER positive group, I mean, there's a shocking lack of appropriate use of adjuvant therapies if the data is correct.
Yeah, South Central rep again. We've got five units that are over 10, allegedly over 10% not having radiotherapy for invasive cancers, and that's just wrong. I mean, we've asked for a response. The Quarks are aware of this, and it's data collection. I go around seeing, peer reviewing them, they all get radiotherapy.
Yeah, so I think the message there is that the Quark needs to take responsibility for getting the data into the audit.
Yeah, I think it's primarily a surgical data.
Anil Desai from London. We've been highlighted as having three units in London not with low rates of radiotherapy. We've looked into it, and that's incorrect because the returns, as you've highlighted, these data forms are not being completed and returned, and that's been the issue.
I mean, I think the approach that you need to take is to identify the cases that are going to be the outliers in each year and go and check those cases. You don't have to go and check all the cases. If they fit normal practice, then you can pretty well say it's probably correct. But once you start to see cases that are unusual, that are going to come out in these outliers, and you can see which they are for this year, then those are the ones that it's worth actually going back and checking before they get to this stage in the presentation.
Mark?
I don't have any apologies to make, so that's good. Am I right in saying that at this point in time, 2011, we still do not invite, have, include, embrace oncologists in the QA process? I know you're here, David, but on QA visits. And if so, at this point in time, why don't we? We have raised this before, but, you know, surgeons are making surrogate estimates of what oncologists are thinking, and it's time that the oncologists should be thinking what they're thinking, and we should embrace that.
Thanks for the comment.
The answer has always been that the QA process was not financed to include an oncologist.
But surely the decisions are made by a multidisciplinary team, and it's a data collection issue then as to whether the outcome is... what you're suggesting is that we get the medical oncologist to fill up the adjuvant therapy forms part of the QA, is it? Or
Well, a visit, we have every healthcare professional who deals with breast cancer with one big gigantic hole. Why? Why no oncologist?
It's ridiculous if there isn't. But the point is, in terms of the data that's being returned, having, you know, there is a multidisciplinary process in place, presumably, and decisions are made. And surely to goodness, you know, this slide cannot reflect, either it doesn't reflect, it certainly doesn't reflect good practice. So there is a problem here, either a data collection problem or a patient management problem. And I'm not sure that you can put it down to the fact that we don't have medical oncologists on board if they are at the multidisciplinary meetings.
Sorry. I think one more comment, we need to move on.
One comment, really. What you said is absolutely right. Hemant Ingle from Heart of England. One of the problems is we make the decision in multidisciplinary team, but then what happens at the oncology end is entirely different. Not completely, but between 10 to 15% of the cases, patient has refused, oncologist gave all the information, and patient said, I really am not interested. Same thing like Mark said, he's good that he accepted that he was an outlier. But what one not looked at, those patients whom he operated four times, they would have been discussed at multidisciplinary meeting as well. And how come the others allowed him to carry on after two or three or fourth operation?
No one's had any control over Mark.
And same thing with oncology, in the sense, what happens at their end, we're not recording because we haven't got an oncologist to say, actually, I offered this patient, but she said, I'm quite happy. Like our colleague here said, no, I wasn't interested in reconstruction. So unless we have that data...
But I'm not bothered too much about reconstruction and stuff at this point in time, because that's stuff around the edges. In terms of people's ability to survive their breast cancer and carry on, the uptake of adjuvant therapies and radiotherapy at the moment, as portrayed in this, if it's real... There's no surprise that we're not getting the best outcome from screening.
Yeah, but in the last 4 months, we had three patients who actually came and said, it was offered to me, but I wasn't interested in that one. Okay. And we only came to know when they came for follow-up. So till then, we had no idea.
Let's find out a little bit more about other treatments, adjuvant treatments, that they've not taken up.